I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What a weekend. What a whirlwind in Memphis sports this weekend. Mike Norvell officially takes the job at Florida State, which means Ryan Silverfield is the interim head coach over there at the University of Memphis. And he joins us now. Coach Silverfield, what have the last 48 hours been like personally for you?
Well, first off, thank you guys for having me on. It's an honor. But the last 48 hours have truly been a whirlwind, but a lot of excitement, a lot of forward thinking and excited about the direction that the Memphis football program is heading. First and foremost, proud of our guys to get that conference championship win, something that's been eluded us the last few years. So very proud of them, happy for the city, the community that we were able to get that done. And now our direction is moving forward and excited about playing on the Cotton Bowl on December 28th.
With as quickly as this thing is moving, Coach, was there any time for you Saturday night to sit back and just take it all in and celebrate? Or no, like you said, has it been all forward thinking literally since the news comes out about Mike?
Yeah, you know, it's after the game on the field, being able to see the confetti come down and see the smiles on our players' faces, knowing that we did it the right way, that was the exciting part for me. It gave me a great sense of pride and joy. To see them accomplish their goals. But, you know, then that night when things broke with Coach Norvell, obviously quite happy for him. He deserves all the wonderful things coming to him. And happy for him and his family. But then my immediate thought process was, well, how do we continue to head in the right direction with the Memphis football program? And, you know, put on my interim head coaching hat and said, here we go. And I think that was the direction I was going to take regardless. And I've tried to have that approach every day since the day I got here at Memphis. And my only concern is making sure the players are being taken care of, that we serve them the right way, that we do things the right way. So, you know, my immediate thought turned to, okay, well, how can we continue to move forward in the right direction? And you know, with the announcement of the Cotton Bowl and being able to play Penn State, a wonderful program like that, great excitement around the program. And I can't wait for the days ahead.
No doubt. It is a fantastic and magnificent opportunity for the Tigers to have that opportunity against a brand like Penn State. What's interesting, though, Ryan, about you is that you mentioned wearing the interim coach hat, but that's not the hat you want to wear. You want to be the head coach at the University of Memphis, and I think you obviously made that very clear in your press conference yesterday. Why do you want this job? Why do you want to be the head coach at the University of Memphis?
Well, as everybody knows, I love the city. I love the university, and I love our football program. I've got great admiration for our players. They work so hard. They're wonderful student-athletes. They do things the right way. In the community, they're well-respected, and I've got such fond love and emotion for these guys. I just want to be a part of the ride with them. Obviously, the leadership at the University of Memphis has done it the right way. The culture that we've created, like I mentioned yesterday in the press conference, maybe I had a small piece of helping build that culture and keeping it going the right way, and I'd like that to continue heading that right direction. And nothing but love for the place, and, you know, I'd love to have the opportunity to continue to lead this program for many, many years.
When it was announced to the team that you would be getting the interim tag, the reports were that the guys went crazy. Why do you think they had that reaction? Why do you think there was such excitement from them to hear the news about you getting the interim tag?
Yeah, it was great. I'm very, very glad they reacted that way. It was would have been kind of downtrodden had they not been excited. So it warmed my heart, as I mentioned. But I think they were happy and excited, one, for the continuity. They know what we've done. We held our young men accountable. And I think they appreciate that. They appreciate the structure, the way we do things, the fact that it's we do it the right way and have created a culture. You know, we want them to succeed in all walks of life. It's not just on the football field. And they know that I think they believe that I'm the right man to lead them. And I think that's important to them to have that without skipping a beat moving forward and heading the right direction. And I think they all feel the same way. And, you know, we'll let the chips fall where they may. But to see their excitement. And, you know, I've been very fortunate. A lot of them reached out to me and, you know, and believe in me, and hopefully that the leadership at the University of Memphis does as well.
I was going to ask, it's one thing, right, to see that excitement. I know that must have felt good, Coach. It's another thing, you know, when they're out there like T.J. Carter publicly campaigning on social media, it must be a proud feeling to see that when they go out and say, hey, here's the right guy.
Well, you know, I've done everything in my power to stay off of social media the last 3 days.
I understand.
We've been ripping and running after met with the team at 1 o'clock, press conference, and then conference call with Penn State for the Cotton Bowl, and then caught a flight and was in a recruit's home last night, and sitting outside of a high school right now as we speak, so I can't be too long with the radio guy, go do my job and bring back some future Memphis Tigers. But at the end of the day, I appreciate the support of the players. It means a lot. But, you know, we'll see what happens, and I'm just grateful for this opportunity right now, and hope we can continue to do this thing.
Is that what the next couple of days look like for you, coaches? Like trying to figure out when does the prep for Penn State start? You've got so much to do with recruiting, and I know you're trying to pull that together. Is that what the next couple of days look like for you, Coach?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is, one, I've got to make sure that our current players are doing well. They're in exam week, and so I'm constantly checking back on our players, making sure that our support staff is on them as well. Touching base with those guys, making sure they're living the right way and doing well academically. Our current full-time staff is on the road recruiting, one, securing this current recruiting class that we have that is a great one, and then also checking out future Tigers. So to me, it's the trend's moving forward, as I mentioned, and all hands on deck, and let's go. And we're doing this without skipping a beat. And for me, it's also, you know, whether I get to my hotel room at midnight tonight, it's checking out, you know, Penn State, obviously a wonderful opponent that we're facing. There'll be a lot of challenges, but we're excited about that. Give them a lot of credit, but our guys will be ready. We'll start practicing next week again, and can't wait to get down to Dallas.
We are, of course, talking to interim Memphis football coach Ryan Silverfield here on the show. We appreciate your time very much, Coach. I know you're ripping and running. Last thing before we let you go, in terms of your case, obviously there is a new athletic director over at the University of Memphis in Laird Veach. Do you feel like your case has already been made? You know, the run game, the success on the field, the continuity, the way that you've recruited. How do you continue to make that case to him and any decision maker? Like, I'm just curious as to how that process looks for you and what you're trying to accomplish in that sense over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, good question. It's, you know, for me, everyone says, well, you must have really prepared hard for this press conference. I said, no, at the end of the day, I was just myself. You know, it's who I am. It's what I believe in. Hopefully it comes naturally. And so every day I interact with our players. Every day I get a chance to pour into the university, into this community. It's just what is what it is. You know, so, you know, those people that are judging me and viewing whether I'm the candidate to be the permanent head coach, well, hopefully they see the work that we've put in. And I will continue every day along this path. And, you know, hopefully what's occurred in the past speaks for itself. But I'm going to just continue to prepare like I am the head coach, and hopefully it all works out.
Hey, Coach, we know you're
congrats on everything.
Really busy.
And thank you.
Absolutely. Congratulations on all the success.
Second
and
job.
Thanks again for the time, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you guys so much. And, again, as a reminder to all Tiger fans, if you can, go to the Memphis Athletic Department. Go to the ticket office window. Buy your Cotton Bowl tickets from them. And let's get down there and fill that stadium in Dallas and be loud and go Tigers.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
He is Ryan Silverfield, interim head coach over there at the University of Memphis. You know, this is a pretty unique scenario because a lot of times when there's an interim tag on a coach, most times you don't really feel like there's a chance that, like, nobody thought Odell Haggins was going to be the coach at Florida State. You know, with Memphis and with Ryan, doesn't it kind of feel like there's a real possibility that they just promote him to the permanent job?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, he, last week that Silverfield sort of said it in his actions that he wants to be in Memphis.
Yep.
I think Sunday he sort of laid the foundation for I want to be here when you've got Laird Veach standing right there.
Yep.
And you let folks know, look, this is not just prep for Penn State. I want to be here.
Yep.
I mean, he laid it out pretty much right there.
He did.
You know, started the campaign early. You can do this one of two ways when you're the interim.
Yep.
You can sit back and say, man, I hope you guys take a look, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
we're gonna focus on Penn, and this has been great. Norvell was great, and I'm so honored to be here. Or you can say, hey, I'm the guy for the job, and he took the latter one there. And I like him being aggressive because look, he sat back. You did it the right way, the respectful way. Didn't go out and tell anybody, hey, I want to be the head, right? Took care of business, took care of the timing. Norvell's out,
yep.
And now you let folks know you want the gig. Like we said, he said it in his actions.
Yep.
He let us know Sunday verbally he wants it.
Well, you're exactly right in terms of, like, honestly, that press conference yesterday was a man who was bearing his soul. Like, I mean, it just was.
I like what he said, that he's just being himself.
Yeah, like,
you know, I like the way he put it. Wasn't trying to be something else.
He wasn't trying to be political about his interest in the job. You know, he was 100% like, hey, I want this gig. I want the interim tag gone.
Right.
You can look around the country. You can search around the country. I'm going to be here, and I want this gig. Like, that is just a tone you don't usually hear interim coaches take. You know, that's the unique part about all of this.
That, and maybe it's also the tone of a guy that knows he's got some work to do and some people to convince.
No doubt.
You know, and maybe the guy in the room, like the new athletic director,
that's
standing right there.
No question.
Like, you take
about
that tone because you know you've got some work to do.
Yep.
That you're not just sitting here as the favorite for this thing. They're not just going to hand it to you.
Yep.
You got to show them and you got to tell them that you want it. And so maybe that's why we got some of that. But I'm with you completely.
You know,
it was a different tone than what you usually get.
And that's the interesting thing, Jason, is like, if you're Ryan Silverfield and you have to convince Laird Veach that you're the right man for the job, how do you do it? Like, because the Cotton Bowl, they're going to make a hire before the Cotton Bowl. Like, they'll make a decision on, you know, who the coach, like, they can't wait until January to announce a hire. So we'll know by the 28th who the coach is. So you're not really going to have much of an audition. Your audition was this year, the year before that, year before that.
Right.
You're recruiting, the fact that you got Obina Eze here, the fact that you got TJ
Carter,
the fact
Clay
that
Brooks.
Your offensive line, Clay Brooks, who made a huge play against Desmond Ridder this weekend. You know, that's your audition, that's your tape, and I guess sort of the main sort of talking point for him is continuity. And it really comes down to Laird Veach, who is a brand new hire at the University of Memphis. How much does he value continuity?
Who's also let us know this is his hire.
Absolutely.
Right? And here's the guy who doesn't know Ryan Silverfield, right? Who's coming in new to all this, right? Rudd knows him. You know, we all, the media knows him.
Yep.
The players know him. The guy you got to convince at this point is your new athletic director who doesn't have the history with you. That's where you're at right now. If you're Ryan Silverfield, that's who you're trying to convince. And the way you tell him, John, the way you answer that question is you go right in. You get to work. You tell him you want the job. You tell him, too, go out and do the search because you know Laird Veach has to. You know that this is his hire. You tell him, go out and do the search, and when you come back, I'm going to be your best candidate. I like the way he went about it.
No doubt about it. So, anyway, thanks to Ryan Silverfield for joining us on the show today. I know he's ripping and running, probably not sleeping very much.
I appreciate his time.
It's a
crazy time right now.
No doubt. I mean, he's recruiting, trying to keep everything intact.
Selling tickets, you just heard?
Selling
he's
tickets.
Already sounded like the head, you know, no, full-time head coach.
No doubt. So, anyway, thanks to Ryan Silverfield for joining the show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.